Oh, louez l'Éternel.
Worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Car il est grand, car sa miséricorde
dure toujours. He is great for his mercy and endures forever.
Louez le Dieu des dieux.
Worship the God of God.
Car sa miséricorde dure toujours.
For his mercy endures
louez
forever.
Louez le Seigneur des seigneurs.
Worship the Lord of Lords.
Car sa miséricorde
for his mercy endures forever.
Oh, merci Jésus.
Oh, thank you Jesus.
Merci Seigneur.
Thank you Lord.
Merci Seigneur.
Thank you Lord.
Well, I'm content for what the Lord
is doing. I'm happy for what the Lord is doing.
À chaque fois qu'on a témoignage ça.
Many times you have these testimonies.
Ça bon encouragement pour entrer plus fort dans le Seigneur.
That encourage you to go further in the Lord.
Ça bon encouragement pour qu'on ait sécurité pas sortir dans même monde.
To know that your security, your help does not come from anyone else.
Mais sécurité sortir en haut.
But your security, your help, your protection comes from above.
Et ça fait David dit le secours me vient de l'Éternel. Alléluia.
That's why David said, my help has come from the Lord.
Oh, alléluia. Qui a fait les cieux et la terre.
That has made the heaven and earth.
Si, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Mais nous capables comprendre.
Now, you might understand that.
Quelques semaines de ça, parce que David dit, c'est que toujours lever celle qui se parle dans la prière.
And we were saying that, and Pastor was saying that, to pray with Sister Crispa.
He
was saying in here, when you're praying, don't ever not say Sister Crispa's name.
When
the man of God says something, we need to focus on it.
Because
you don't know why.
No prayer, hallelujah.
But while we see the prayers, they have a great importance, a great power. We don't want to think of how if it would have happened another way. How would have been it would have been a catastrophe. But the Lord made a way. The Lord made that there was no traffic. There was no bones that were broken. So the car didn't stop. The Lord had in his plans to save her. Because he had control.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. That's why don't ever be discouraged to put in storage. Don't ever minimize the power of the Lord in your life. Whatever the condition that you're going through, you need to have much confidence in the Lord. And I'm not saying to have confidence in one someone, but I'm asking to have confidence in the Lord. Because in the moment of darkness, when you see no one, the Lord will be there. He is never absent.
He
says that God is for us a refuge and then a help. He is a help that is not missing
dans la détresse.
In the moment of distress.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mais c'est lorsque tu crains pour le Seigneur.
When you have fear for him.
C'est lorsque tu appliques la parole de Dieu.
When you're applying the word of God.
Laisse ou pas gagner pour peur.
That's when you shouldn't be fearful.
Ou pas gagner pour peur. Hallelujah.
You shouldn't be fearful what is going on at night.
Ou pas gagner pour peur ça qu'a passé la journée.
What is going on in daytime.
Oh, mais il dit avec plume ni.
He says under his feathers.
Oh, va joindre
you found your refuge.
On refuse, on
you find his refuge under his wings.
Oh, louez l'Éternel.
Oh, worship the Lord.
Et parole, yo, vérité,
and his vrai. Words are true and they're true.
C'est pas histoire que y a pour raconter.
We're not just saying a story.
Mais c'est fait qui t'est arrivé.
But it is facts.
Et qu'a continué arrivé.
That has happened and are going to continue to happen.
De vous mettre confiance dans les
as long as you put your confidence in him. And we were, no pastor was speaking last Sunday. How the Lord came and took out Apostle Peter. They gave him a rendezvous to go and die. They put him in prison. And they said that the morning of, they were going to kill him. But that was only what man had planned for to happen to Peter. I
want
to tell you this morning, don't be scared of what man plans for your life. capable faire dans la vie. But only be scared of what the Lord can do in your life.
Sou pa fè bagay yo bien.
If you don't do things that are right.
Le monde entier capable lever contre.
The whole world can lift up against you, be against you.
Mais si le Seigneur est avec vous.
But if the Lord is with you.
Ou pa gen pou pè.
You shall not be you won't fear anything.
Parce que si le Seigneur dit pièce moun pa manye ou.
Because if the Lord said that you're untouchable.
Pa gen moun ki ka manye.
There is no one that can touch you.
Mais si c'est le Seigneur qui livre ou.
But if the Lord has given you up.
Sa pa ta pense a rive ou.
What you did not expect will happen. A little debris could cause your death. A little storm can cause you to die.
He
says, those that are walking with the Lord, he will be a refuge for them.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Et nous voyons comment refuge pour Daniel.
And you see how he was a refuge for Daniel. They planned to kill Daniel.
Mais Daniel pas fâché avec moun sa qui te fait complot.
But Daniel wasn't angry with them that planned evil things against him.
Parfois gen bagay ki capable rive ou c'est parce qu'on quitte focus ou pas focus sur ça pour focus là.
Sometimes there's some things that happen to you because your focus is not on what you're supposed to be focusing on.
Ou plus focus sur ennemi ou.
You focus on the enemy.
Sur ça que ou ka fè ou.
Or to what they can do to you.
Comment vous faire fâcher?
Or how they can make you angry.
Comment vous faire réputation et comment vous saler réputation?
Or how they can ruin your reputation.
Mais au lieu pour focus sur le Seigneur.
But for you, but instead of you focusing on the Lord.
Qui capable dévier plan pour vous-même.
That can always send the traps of the enemy away.
Daniel était toujours été bon fenêtre là.
Daniel always stayed on his knees and by the window.
Il était connait pas d'affaire rien qui mal.
He knew that he was not in the wrong.
Mais connait monde qui t'a fait mal yo.
But he knew the ones that were wronging him or
mal que au ca faire si le Seigneur pas d'accord.
They cannot wrong him if the Lord does not agree.
Et bien te l'approcher le plus bon le Seigneur.
That's why he went toward the Lord. He said, if it's because I'm praying in the window at this time that they want to kill me, he said to himself, well, they'll find me praying on my knees and they'll kill me here. Because the one that is able to send the plans of the enemies away, his name is the Lord. Don't ever forget that. Whatever plan that the enemy has devised for you or planned for you, only one person that can send the plan away is the Lord. And when he said he's going to send it away, he'll send it away. When he says he's going to deliver you, he'll deliver you. What I like about it is that the Lord will not ask anyone when he's delivering you. But he only looks at your life and he just asks for you. He never forgets your address. He knows who you are and where you live. And when you're praying him, don't ever forget to tell him who you are. Or if you are acting wrong or how you continue to act wrong. I feel like I have a need to tell you that. Don't forget to always humble yourself and tell yourself, show the Lord your status, your state. Praise God. Make known the Lord how you are.
Oh, hallelujah.
Your condition. Do not hide your faults, your conditions to God. And if you are ready to give yourself to him, it's because you want to know what he can do for you. And he knows who you are already.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
it pleases him more when you want to tell him what you are and the condition you're in. And he knows that you're not scared to tell him the condition you're in. Because there's some people that know the condition that you're in, but they pray the Lord as if they do not know.
C'est comme si elle parlait avec le Seigneur comme si le Seigneur pas connaît.
It's as if they're speaking to someone that doesn't know who they are already.
Mais sa prière là pas faire pièce efficace.
But your prayer will not go from here to there.
Mais l'entrer dans vous-même.
But when you start speaking to the Lord, and you're telling him how you are.
Lorsqu'on est pour agir bien.
When you know what this is, you act wrong and but you need to act right.
Mais peut-être tes intentions c'est pour agir bien.
But your intentions are all right, but you're still doing wrong.
Oh, nous pas de contrôle sur nature.
But you have no control over your nature yet. And you feel that you cannot control it yet. Every time you want to do good, the bad comes. And you make the Lord know your needs. He will see that you have an intention of doing good. And he will change you in your life. And he will deliver you. He will stand and fight for you. Even though your condition. Because you have declared your condition to God. He'll take you the way you are. But he'll know what he will make of you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because you know that you know yourself. When the change takes place. You'll know that it's not by your own might. But you ask the Lord help for one day. And he came and helped you. Then you see your sicknesses go away. Your persecution goes away. You'll see the Lord in a different way.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You will be a testimony for him.
Oh, merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Daniel
never focused once on the enemies, on what the plan they were devising. But he focused on the Lord.
And
when the moment came, they dropped him in the den of lions. That's why I said you should not count on anyone but the Lord.
Daniel
and the king was two good friends.
The
king appreciated who Daniel was. Until he could have even given his life for Daniel. But in that moment, he could not do anything for Daniel. The enemy had made him sign a seal, an order already, a decree. And what the decree he signed was legal. It was put into law. And the decree said whoever was to worship any other god, for it not to be the god of Medes and the Medes god, that person shall die. The enemy knew why they made the king sign the decree. They knew what god that Daniel was praying to. And they know what god that he was praying to. But Daniel wasn't discouraged. That didn't make him change who he was in God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. On the contrary, if he was a chance, he would choose to go further into the Lord. But I'm asking you, when the moment came for them, for Daniel to die, the enemy thought that they devised a plan, a trap, and Daniel was going to die in the trap. Even the king couldn't help him. But there's someone that could have helped him.
Oh, glory to Dieu, Daniel, te compte sur mon
ça. Glory to God that Daniel had that person.
La persécution il pas découragé parler avec mon ça.
And when the persecution came, he wasn't discouraged to speak to him.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ou a pas d'autorité pour te dire ferme bouche là yo.
The king had no authority to say to the lions to close your mouth. But the Lord had enough authority to do that. When they dropped down in the den of lions,
oh, le Seigneur te prend autorité sur
le Lord took authority on the lions.
Et puis tout le monde te voit ça.
Everyone saw that.
C'est pas que lion yo te malade.
It's not because the lions were sick.
C'est pas que lion yo te sous.
Not because they were drunk.
C'est pas que yo te fait.
Not because that the lions were real lions.
It's
not because they were already full already, they couldn't eat anymore. But the hands of the Lord was on the lion. He said, this man that's coming in the den, you have no right to bite him. You need to stop right there.
Arrêtez.
And stop.
Et sachez que je
and know that I am God.
Je domine sur les nations.
I dominate on all
je
nations.
Domine sur la terre.
I dominate on all the earth.
Oh, l'Éternel des armées.
The Lord of many armies is with us. God of Jacob is with us.
Et puis lui, he's our retreat.
And they had no authority.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Au contraire, les rois attendaient.
On the contrary, when the king came to see Daniel in the den, he came all saddened because he knew the capacity of the lions. But when he looked in the den of lions, he called Daniel. He called him with a saddened voice. He didn't know if anyone was going to respond back to him. But Daniel responded. He said, if the Lord is with me, who can be against me? I'm still here. I'm still in the midst of the lions.
Oh, merci, Seigneur.
Hallelujah. The king was very astonished and very
bold.
But he had to verify anyway to see if the lions were sick. To see if were the lions not reliant? And were there something that was wrong with him? He called Daniel's enemies. He said, listen to me. The moment came for the enemy to be destroyed. And he called the people that were planning the trap against Daniel. And he said, let's try something. Let's drop these men in the den and see. Immediately when they dropped the men into the den, the enemies of Daniel, the same lions that had no authority on Daniel, they were so hungry that when the men fell, they took their bodies up. They didn't even fall in the den yet. The lions rose up and ate their bones while they were falling. They had no authority on Daniel. That's when the king, he had made, wrote another decree. He said, by today, from this day forth, there is no other God that we're going to pray than the God of Daniel. There is no God that is God than the God of Daniel. What I see here, there's no other God that can do it but the God of Daniel.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The bullet, the gun that shot, that hit the driver, it's not because the Lord couldn't have made the gun be stuck. But the Lord wanted to prove that the gun was able to shoot. The gun had bullets in it. It wasn't a fake gun. If the gun didn't shoot, people could have said, well, that was a phony gun, play toy. It might have had no bullets in. Maybe the person had no intention to shoot. But the Lord wanted the testament to be true. He wanted to have no doubt that what he can do. Not only was not only one bullet, but two bullets came out. But none of them hit his bone. What he had done that was so great, that same driver drove home until he reached his destination.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
L'ange de l'Éternel camp.
The angel of the Lord stands
autour de ceux qui le craignent.
Those that fear him.
Et il les arrache au danger.
And he will take him out of danger.
Oh, bon Dieu, ça, c'est même bon Dieu Daniel.
God is the same God of Daniel. He's not a man of change.
Il seulement besoin faire confiance.
Only to trust in him.
Et il a pas agi.
And he will act for you. He'll act in your sicknesses. He'll act in your persecutions. Even in your death, he will come back, bring you back to life. Now, I did that for Tabitha. We'll read this passage and we'll sit down. Act of Apostles 9. Tabitha wasn't sick. But he died. She died. But the Lord wanted to show him his greatness. To show him even if in death he will still be with him. If it's not the plan of the Lord for you to die, you won't die. But when you're not in God, men plan, devise traps at any time. But when you're in the Lord, when you do what you need to do in him, When you apply, when it says in Psalm 1, blessed the man that's not walking the advice of the wicked. You don't take the advice of the wicked. That encourages you to do what you're not supposed to do. It says you shall be blessed. It says, blessed. That does not walk in the advice of the wicked. That does not stop on the voices of the sinners. When you stay on the voice of sinners, is when you act like those that are in the world. You do what your mind tells you to do at any time. It says to curse, you curse. It says to gossip, you gossip. Even though you know you're going to pray later on. Then you say you're serving God. But you walk in the voice of the wicked. It says blessed. If you don't walk in the voice of the wicked. If you don't sit down amongst the mockers.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But as fine as pleasure in the laws of the Lord. That meditates day and night. He said, who shall be with you like a tree planted by the riverside? Giving fruit in its season. Hallelujah.
Oh, merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord. But it is not so as like the wicked is. The wicked are like debris that the wind blows away. But the God that you serve, he knows the voice of the wicked and he knows the voice of the righteous. And he will stand next to the one that are righteous.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Even if you walk in the valley of shadow of death, I shall not fear no evil. My God,
hallelujah,
he shall stand to stand for you, fight for you with arms stretched.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord. Let's read Act 9:36.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Act 9:36. And Tabitha died, they thought that was it. Lord had another plan for Tabitha.
Because Tabitha was marching selon conseil méchant.
Tabitha wasn't walking on the voice of the wicked. She wasn't focused on those that were speaking wrong about her. But she was there in church helping out. Those that didn't have any clothes to give clothes to wear. If they didn't have clothes, that she took them and then sewed them up and gave it back to the saints. But when she had done that, she didn't go and gossip about it. She all saw what they were doing. But they understood that it was a good thing that they were doing. At the moment, it's as if they weren't even encouraging her. Maybe they didn't even encourage her. They might have been even gossiping about her while she was doing that. But when she died, that's when they realized that there was an emptiness. But that is the nature of man. People are here doing good things. No one encourages them. But if they die, that's when the person that was speaking to them wrong, and they were saying all the good things that they were doing. But they forgot that if they were one of the ones that was gossiping about them. That's how in Haiti,
Jovenel mouri.
President Jovenel died. That's when you start hearing that what good he was doing. But they forgot all the wrong that he was doing. You don't need for you to die when they speak good about you. But God knows you. He will speak for you. And he won't change words just to appease you. Please you. Some people, the president was a saint. But the Lord knows. He knows the voice of the wicked. He says he knows the voice of the righteous.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's look how the Lord stood up for Tabitha. Now there was a Joppa.
A certain
disciple.
Les gens dame qui était nommé Tabitha.
Name Tabitha.
Qui signifie Dorcas.
Which by interpretation is called Dorcas.
Il dit t'es fait un pile bon bagage.
This one was full of good works.
Bagage que tout le monde est capable boire, avec des monde.
And alms deeds which she did.
Il dit t'es tombé le malade.
And it came to pass in those days that she was sick.
Dans temps ça.
And died.
Il tombé malade et puis il mourit.
And died.
Chrétien pas besoin peur pour malade.
You don't need to be scared to fall into sickness.
Mais connaît.
But know
connecté avec
that you're always connected to the Lord. Give me one mic.
Vous seulement besoin faire laisser qu'on est malade.
Make them know that you're sick.
Mais ça que m'a traversé.
This is what I'm going through.
Et puis le Seigneur lui-même l'a agi.
And the Lord will act for you.
Il compte qui l'est pour l'agir.
He knows when. Give me one cord.
Il compte qui Jean malade là la progresser.
He knows what your sickness was progress.
Et puis il connaît qui limite la balle.
And he knows what limit is going to go give it.
Pas rien qu'a fait dans corps.
There's nothing that's going to be done in your body.
Que le Seigneur pas accepter qu'a fait.
That the Lord is not going to accept to happen.
Depuis que on a plan le Seigneur.
As long as if you're in the plan of the Lord.
Et ça pas besoin décourager.
That's why you don't need to be ever discouraged.
Ou pas besoin peur.
You don't need to be scared.
Ou seulement besoin faire bon Dieu confiance.
Maybe give him confidence.
Dis le Seigneur connaît son serviteur mieux.
Tell the Lord that you are my servant.
Son servant tout que mieux. Mais qui ça me senti? Me seulement qu'on a gain contrôle. Pas besoin connait qui ça l'a fait dans moi-même.
I don't even know what it's going to done in me.
Même la gueule dans main.
Que
volonté ou fait.
Make your will be done.
Et puis continuer faire ça gain pour faire.
Continue do what you need to do.
Et puis on garder. Le Seigneur l'a fait ça gain pour le faire pour.
Ou
seulement reto garder et pour pas voir vent persécution ou pas voir vent maladie parce que le Seigneur prend contrôle de vous.
Après la voix lavé
il dit après que il fin après que il fin lavé pour lui
on l'a déposé dans une chambre haute
et puis on déposé le mon chambre on déposé dans chambre qui en haut
verset 38
dans verset 38
comme l'idée est prêt de Jopé.
Comme Pierre était prêt à Jopé.
Les disciples ayant appris que Pierre s'y trouvait. Les disciples.
Oui, disciples ont appris.
Ayant appris que Pierre s'y trouvait.
Que Pierre était dans la zone Jopé.
Envoyait deux hommes vers lui.
Envoyait deux hommes.
They sent unto him two men
à joindre apôtre Pierre.
To Peter.
Pour les prier de venir chez eux sans tarder.
Pour être capable de l'aider pour venir de bon côté sans qu'il parle en retard.
Verset 39.
Maintenant, au moment où on est, Tabitha est en mourir.
He knew that Tabitha was ready to die.
Pierre se leva.
Dans le moment, Pierre levé.
Il partit avec ses hommes.
Et puis il finit avec les hommes qui étaient avec lui.
Lorsqu'il fit arriver,
et puis lorsqu'il est arrivé dans son nom,
on les conduit dans la chambre haute.
Ils ont mené à votre pierre dans la chambre haute.
They brought him to the upper chamber.
Toutes les veuves l'entouraient en pleurant.
Je dis toutes veuves entouraient à votre pierre et puis a crié.
All the widows stood by him weeping.
Et lui montrait les tuniques et les vêtements. Que faisait Dorcas pendant qu'elle était avec elle?
Mais qui ça a montré?
And showing him the coats and garments of
Dorcas. All
the works that he was doing.
Comment était parmi eux?
How he was, she was amongst them.
Ou besoin penser ça dans moment ça.
You need to think that in this moment.
Comment moun ki la yo? Comment c'est qui avec vous qui bon côté vous avec vous
worshiping with you
comment yo well
how do they see you
vous besoin penser à ça
you need to think about
même
that
même si c'est pour un minute pense à ça
even if for a moment think about that
comment yo well
how they see you
est-ce que vous comme un mauvais monde
do they see you as a bad person
est-ce que vous comme un monde qui parle mal
do they see you as someone gossiping about others
est-ce que vous utile dans l'assemblée
do they see me as someone that is useful
est-ce que vous un monde qui fait place moi dans l'assemblée.
Am I one that has my place in the assembly?
Comment yo web?
How do they see me?
Garantie sou web comment yo web?
I guarantee if you look and take time to ponder that. You have a chance to change your impact on people. If they, you think that they see you wrong, and you have the conscience that, that you have acted wrong, you have a chance to change. You have a chance to change your direction. Because you have your breath of life still. But Tabitha there had no breath of life. They were saying who she was. This is what she was going through, acting. She wasn't a bad person. On the contrary, she helped many. But now she died. This is what they were giving testimony of.
And
they were saying to Peter, this is how she was.
Verse 40.
Verse 40.
Pierre fit sortir tout le monde.
Immediately when they told Peter this, Peter knelt down and made everyone leave the room.
S'est mis à genoux.
Oh, hallelujah.
Et pria.
Pierre mettait à genoux.
Peter kneeled down.
Et puis il a prié.
And prayed.
Puis c'est tournant vers le corps.
Ou capable penser dans moment qui ça Pierre t'a dit.
You can think in the moment what Peter was saying.
Même témoignage ça ou bien-aimé t'a dit de Tabitha.
The same testimony that the beloved was were saying to Peter.
Et bien c'est même témoignage ça.
It's the same testimonies.
Et bien kounya apôtre Pierre.
Apostle Peter lifting them up in front of the Lord. He found the necessity to say to the Lord. It's not because he didn't know that the Lord knew already what Tabitha had done. But he knew that if it came out from his mouth, the Lord will take it in a different way. It's not as if there's something the Lord that you know the Lord does not know it in your life that is happening in your life. But when you say it to him, there's a reaction that happens in you. There's a consciousness that takes place in you. It's not because it's not things that are good that you're saying. It's not something that you can sit with some just anyone and just say it. But the Lord sees that you take your time to speak to him about. Because you know you have the confidence in him that he can change your situation. And he will act for you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he will act. Because he sees that you're not happy with your state. You're not comfortable with your condition. If you were comfortable with it, you would never say to the Lord, change me. But because you ask the Lord to change you, it's because you want to take another direction. He will help you.
Puis, se tournant vers le corps,
and turning him to the body said,
il dit,
this is what he said,
Tabitha.
He said, Tabitha,
lève-toi.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tabitha, lève-toi.
Tabitha, arise.
Elle ouvrit les yeux.
Et puis, Tabitha t'es mouru.
Tabitha was dead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tabitha t'es mouru.
Tabitha was dead.
C'est pas malade, Tabitha t'es malade.
She wasn't sick.
Mais c'est mouru, il t'es mouru.
But she died.
Peter
said to Tabitha, open your
eyes.
But you see the direction that he took. First thing he did, he prayed. And the Lord gave him orders to call Tabitha's name.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how many people that go, the Lord will give orders for to tell the angel to tell you to lift out of your condition. Even the same way the angel gave Peter orders. In Acts 12, he said to tie your waist. Take your garment. Put your sandals on. Let's come out. Let's get out of this prison. It's not your place here. They have no authority on your life. I have come to get you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The moment that he gave Peter orders, he said, call Tabitha. And where she is in the valley and in death.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ask her to arise, open her eyes. For her to see the glory of God. Tabitha opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is a testimony that God gave Tabitha. While she was dead. You see what is being written here. What you're hearing here. It's not impossible for God. He can do it again for you. He can do this afternoon. You can be here but die. But the Lord can call you back to life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many times you see them today and tomorrow you don't see them? But the Lord knows. In that moment, he said to them to rise, to open your eyes, to see his greatness. You don't need to wait for you to die. For the Lord to resurrect you. While you're here. You need to live like Tabitha. While you're here. Look at your life. Ask the Lord, can this be done for me as well? You need to ask yourself questions. You don't need to only come. Just to come to church. You have to come for a mission. You have a mission that you want the Lord to establish. You need to be living for Christ. Not living for the world. Sometimes we occupy ourselves with too much things of the world. And we forget who we are. And I'll tell you this afternoon. You need to focus on the Lord. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Who do you obey? Do you obey the voice of man or the voice of the Lord? Or are you thinking how men will speak bad of you if you did this? Or are you listening to the? Are you obeying to the voice of the Lord? That's why Peter went to prison. They told him to close his mouth for not to speak of the Lord. And he will do whatever he can. He will be free. You will have no one following him. He can go wherever he wants to, no problems. But would he truly be free? Wouldn't he just be in another prison? That's what he thought of. And he said, should I accomplish your will? Or the will of the Lord? And he chose to go to prison. He chose to, even though he might have lost his life. But he knows those that him that has power to give life is God. I want to tell you this afternoon. Stop believing that you can protect yourself. That you can stop people from speaking bad about you. Or that you can stop men from planning to destroy you. On the contrary, take pleasure in the law of the Lord. Stay closer to God. Speak to your God. Make him know your needs. Difficulty you're going through. And he'll be there to help you. There to reach out hand to help you. He will be a river. He says even the mountains. Right and left. But he's in the midst of them. They should not fear. When the enemy blocks you front and back, the Lord stands in the midst. It says that they won't be able to move because I have control over them. You give the enemy power that make them know that they have power. But I want to tell you this afternoon. The Lord is standing in the midst of them. They won't never do what they came out to do. On the contrary, they will see you. To see you go success and success. Progress and progress. That's establishing your health. That is growing in your riches. Wherever the Lord had placed you, you will not be able to come down, but you will climb up if you do the will of the Lord. You stay in the will of the Lord. Give the Lord control over your life, whatever circumstance it is. He will do like Tabitha. Even if you die naturally, he has authority to lift you up.
And
call the ambulance to come and take you because you're dead. And when you get there to the hospital, they think that they're just taking a dead body out the ambulance on the stretcher. And they see you sit up and say, why am I here? For our God to give you a testimony. Do not minimize the greatness of the Lord, but use the greatness of the Lord to accomplish your dreams, so he can make you great. He will stay with you until he comes back. Believe in your God. May God bless you.